Harper Teen and Harper Audio present The Queen's Resistance by Rebecca Ross, performed by Suzanne Elise Freeman and Charlie Thurston. Part 1. The Return, October 1566. 1. The Enemy's Daughter, Lord McQuinn's Territory, Castle Finn. Brienne. The castle was brimming with laughter and dinner preparations when Cartier and I entered the hall, blue passion cloaks on our backs, the night breeze tangled in our hair. I came to a stop in the heart of the grand room to admire the hanging tapestries, the high arch of the ceiling that melted into smoky shadows, the mullioned windows on the eastern wall. There was a fire roaring in a glazed hearth, and the women of the castle were setting the best pewter and silver on the trestle tables. They did not take note of me, for I was still a stranger to them, and I watched as a group of young girls decorated the table spines with a current of pine boughs and dark red flowers. A boy was rushing behind them to light a mountain range of candles, his eyes clearly taken with one of the auburn-haired girls. For a moment, it would almost seem as if this castle and these people had never known the darkness and oppression of the Lannan family's reign. And yet, I wondered what wounds remained in their hearts, in their memories, after surviving a tyrannical king for 25 years. Brienne. Cartier came to a gentle stop at my side. He stood a safe distance away from me, a full arm's length, although I could still feel the memory of his touch.